All right.
Well, we still have one thing left. Same as usual. Ten, no difference. Yeah. Okay. So, we had one little thing left here. He was discussing the Taisvit. See, I should really get her. I have the not one in her Shraggy's office, which is the same. Page Chaf Gimel on this type. It's the Avnei Shoyham, which they put here, starting with Kaifimas Rabbi, but it's on page Chaf Gimel. The paragraph is Mikol Mokum Rayazu Mishaloa Hakein Eini Makir. Okay, I'll say it out, I'll say it anyways, so it's easier. He brought a Taisvis that says an important Yesod that you find sometimes, even though we have a general din that Asay can only be Doiche, Alois Asay, if it's at the same time, right? Even though the Mekayim Asay, Doiche Alois Asay. But Taisvis says you still find an exception that. That's all true if it's an Aseh being Doicha Allah. But when it's an Aseh being Doicha Aseh, then it doesn't have to be B'idna. And there's a rule, by two Asehs, usually we say, my ulme dar Aseh mehai Aseh. So one Aseh cannot be Doicha another Aseh. But if we have that it is ulme, that one Aseh has something more, then you are Doicha. For example, an Aseh Sheyesh B'Koris can be Doicha in a regular Aseh. Or an Aseh, which is Gorel HaShalom, the Gemara has, let's say, you need a bird to be Matayr Mitzayr. So it's for Shalom Bais, because Mitzayr is also for Ishtay. So for Shalom Bais, Gorel HaShalom can be Doich another Aseh. So Taisa says, I'll bring you a Raya, that when you have a stronger Aseh, being Doich a weaker Aseh, you can bypass Bidna, even if it's two separate times. Why? Because of that case itself, the Gemara in Shluach HaKen says, a person wants to save the mother because he needs the mother to be Matar Mitzayr. So it's an assay of being Matar Mitzayr, being Doicha Vasei of Shluach HaKen. And the Gemara says, you would say Misvora that you should be allowed to do that because this assay is stronger than that because of Gadol HaShalom. But we have a pasuk which says otherwise. Tractosis, but it's not coming at the same time. Because, let's say I have this mother and I hold on to her. At that time, I'm getting the Avera. And the Aseh, the good Aseh, the mitzvah of being Matar the Mitzvah is coming later on when I shecht the bird and I use the dam and all, you know, the whole craft. So how can I do the Avera earlier than the mitzvah? It's not at the same time. Elamai, you see that when one Aseh and another Aseh, you don't have to be at the same time. That's what Taisus says. And I just want to be Masber, what's the idea of Taisus? Why is it different when it's an Aseh against an Aseh? Why can it be at two separate times? So the Pshat is like this. In Svara, you would say, with your own svara, that two separate times are fine. Because the idea behind the better assay being doicha the smaller is a svaradika thing. You can't chop around everything. You may as well go for the best. So who cares if they're not exactly at the same time? In svara, I would still go for the best anyway. So the teretz is, you're right. That's why when it's an assay against an assay, we don't care if they're at the same time. The Gemara says the whole thing is no smart. Because the Gemara says that Alav is much worse than Aseh. The Gemara Nivomis, Tavzayim. The Gemara says, Misvara, I would never think Aseh Doichalaisa. The whole thing is that the Torah made a special rule Okay, you gotta follow the guidelines. Like the Gemara says, Dumya, you gotta go Dumya. You gotta go Dumya to the case which the Torah gave, Kilayim B'tzitzis, which is the Idna. You can't make it any, you can't make it bigger than that. Oh, okay, that is, so that's what Taisus says. So on this, the two Raven Tainas, he says, I don't see what Taisus is talking about. Why are they coming at two separate times? To me, it seems that they're coming at the exact same time. Because he says, how's the case? You've got this mother bird in your hand. And we tell the person, no, send her away. Shalash the shalach. You have to send her away. The guy says, I'm saving her. Because I want to be metaher the mitzoy. So look there to Riyadh. At this point that I'm saving the mother, did I do anything wrong yet? So he says, I didn't do anything wrong yet. Because I could send her away in a minute, in 5 minutes, in an hour. It's neutral.
You can bring it back. Take it somewhere, come back, and send it away from there.
You can send it away from somewhere. Well, yeah, as long as you send her away, you're going to do the mitzvahs up again. So he says, when is the Aveira happening?
When
you shecht it. So he says, Eini Makir, that's what he writes. Mikol Mokar, Mayazu, Mishulach HaKein, Eini Makir, right? And then he says, what are you saying? That say Eini Mubutel Kolikar. You're not being over that. Say Kol Kama Dolish Shachar HaZein. As long as we don't shecht her. So why is the saying there are two different times? That was his kind of against Tysus. So the fee and his daiti, what's really going on here?
What's the mitzvah's asay?
Shalayach the shalach asayim.
Isn't that right if you want the basin? Or?
Well, even if not, you aren't allowed to take the mother. Well, I shouldn't say, I don't know if everyone agrees, but according to, I think, the Iker Dea, the din is, if you, the mother was on top of those basin, you may not take the mother. You have to send her away. If you took the mother and the basin together, you got a lav also. But if you just have the mother here alone, and she was on the basin, you have a chiyuv to send her away. So I think what's going on here is, there's a famous shayla. Any time that the Torah tells a person a chiyuv to do a mitzvah, and it gives no zman, do this. And you say, okay, I'll get to it. Right now I'm busy. In an hour, I'm going to do it. Is that fine? Avada, you want to be a tzaddik, because reading the Maktiv and the Mitzvahs, everyone is masking the faster the better. But forget about tzaddik, just plain Iker Din. What does the Iker have been on any Mitzvahs asay that has no set zman? Now, another without explaining. A lot of Mitzvahs asay have a set zman. Tkiyas Shofar has a set zman. You have Alas Tishrei. So everybody knows that when it says a zman, then you have that whole day. Nobody is mechayev as me to do the kiyas shofar the first second in the morning on Rosh Hashanah. I have all day long to do it. Kol Hayom Kosher, the whole mission of all the things that are Kol Hayom Kosher. But that's because it says in Torah B'Pirush, do it on Al Tishrei. So as long as you chaparai on Al Tishrei. But how about a mitzvah which has no zman at all? Here you have mamash perfect example. Shaleach Tashal Kasa'im. When? The guy says, I'm busy, I'm keeping in my cage for 3 weeks. I like the bird. In 3 weeks, I'll send away the bird. Is that fine? Besides for using my clean limits. So, this is a famous shayla. One of the cases where the most famous case of the shayla is by a bris meal. So, on the eighth day, they are the third set is a man. By Yoyim HaShmini, Yibol HaBarach, Sarah Lose. Everyone knows that if you do the bris anytime during the whole day, it's fine. So it's a beferish. It didn't call Yom Kosher, Elish HaZuizim HaKim Mitzvah. It is the ninth day. Can I do it on the ninth day? Today I'm busy. I'll wait till the 3 weeks from now. Is it fine? So the Dvar Avraham Shita, this was one of the most famous, you know, the Dvar Avraham, he wrote the Sefer when he was a young man. He was about 25 or something. And this tshuva was the one that made him like all famous all over all the yeshivas. He wrote, I hold that every second that you delay it, you're over an Issa D'Oraisa. And he brought down a Rambam in the Teir Shemishnayim that says Beveirsh, that if somebody isn't Mal, every second it's a direct. So he said, he had a case like this. There was a Moyel, and he came to a thing, and there were two kids to Mal. One was on the right day, and the other one was a Nidchen. So all the people were saying, do the one that's on the right day, he's, you know, then you do after the Nidchen. He said, no. The one's on the right day, you have all day. The one which is the Nidche, every second is in the right. Why? Because there's no Zman anymore. The Torah just says, Malim. So the Mela, you have to Malim right away. That's what he passed. And he got Chuvus. That goes back and forth about six times in the Chuvus Dvar Avram. People were arguing from back and forth. So at the end, it ended up in Machlokes. The Dibri Yecheskel printed in his Sefer that I disagree. Avada, there's no, and he wants to bring rice from the Rambam. Nishtazoi, he says, you yourself brought a Rambam that says that way, that you brought the wrong Rambam. That Rambam is by somebody over Bar Mitzvah, who doesn't mal himself there where it's a chorus, which is an Avera of chorus on the person himself. Avada, every second is in the rice. But when you're talking about a cotton where there's no Avera of chorus, it's just a Mitzvah, Avadi, there's no rush. You can do it. You can do anything. I don't know if he said he could even go the next day. I don't remember, but for sure it knows every minute. So that's one of the cases.
The Machlokes and Makas by Kimble Kim Bittul Bittul by Lavan and Tiglase, would that have any effect?
Well, there you're talking about how long you have to minatik the law.
Right. So that's exactly the same thing.
Not exactly the same here. How long you write? Here we want to just forget about any law. Just plain essay. The Chazanish, he talks about it twice.
What is this rule? Any assay or just person?
Any assay. He brings from all different assays. Yeah, he doesn't just pick that.
Every moment you have a lot of learning.
Right. Any assay that has no Zman, you have to do it. Okay, now the Chazanish calms it down a little bit. Because what you L'chayr, the way you say it, Azay Stan, So what does that mean? So according to Dara Brum, you have to sit there with a watch, Neitzachama, the first second, you have to give him a bris milah.
I mean,
and right, the next second, whatever, you have to go with a namisha, a second more, you already read the dress. So I'll tell you what Chazanish, with the Chazanish, it calms it down and makes it like that you can do it. Chazanish says, I hold, and he's basing himself on a Gemara in Mori Kotten, by somebody who had a nega. So there's a chiyuv, if somebody has tzaras, to go to the kohen and show the kohen the nega. Okay? So the guy says, fine, I'm busy now. I'll go in next month, 2 years from now. I'll show the kohen the tzara. How long does he have? So he's medayik from the sugya in Noyid Kotten, on Zayin Amar Beis and Chesam Alf, that it says that if he's a chosid, he can wait after the Sheva Brachas. Right, it says a whole bunch of different things like that. At the end, you take the whole sugya together, it comes out, if the person has any tzoyrich, whether it's a tzoyrich mitzvah, or it's a tzoyrich of busyness, that he has something he must do, he may push it off and show the kohen afterwards. So the male chazanish says, this is the rule. A mitzvah which has no zman in the Torah, you can push it off for any tzoyrich, but as soon as you're free, you can't say, I'm stop pushing it off. Then it's in the right. Then he goes with the Bar Ramarim. Once he's got no tzayrich, and he's stop pushing it off because, whatever, I don't want to do it. And I'm the mood. Then he's over and into the right. That's how he does it. So then, if you do that already, it comes out much more doable, right? You say, right now, I can't make the bridge in the middle of Shacharis, right? I don't know, that's probably a concern. I have to finish Shacharis. I can't do it like a madman, or I have to do it Rishiv Adas. But as soon as I could, I have to do it. That's how the Chazanish holds. I don't know if Lamai said, it doesn't seem that people are makpid on that either. You do it. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Is there anyone which does have his
man?
Then
if they have his man,
such as
Rav Shoifer, Mila Vishmini, Lula.
Even though the Zman is not right away.
So Zman is a certain day. So whenever it's a certain day, we get all the day. But if there's no Zman in the Torah at all, then you have to do it the first time. So now, I think that that's what's going on over here. Tur Evin says, the guy has a bird. Torah says, send the bird away. So Torah says, so what's the problem? He's not doing anything wrong if he waits a half an hour. Because he must hold that there's no such rule. He goes like the Divrei Cheskel said. He says there's no such rule. You do it whenever you do it. But Tosfos, who's saying otherwise, is arguing with the Tur Evin, seems to be saying that there's something wrong. If you hold on to the mother for half an hour, that is nothing. So Frank Tosfos, what is permitting me to hold on to this mother for half an hour? Because I'm going to check the mother for Shalom Bayis. I'm going to do Taras HaMitzvah. Okay, but right now, I'm doing an Aveir for half an hour, and the mitzvah will be coming later. So because of that, Tosfos says, the Aseh of later is going to be Doiche, the Aveira of earlier. Because since they're both an Aseh, they're both in Inyanim of Aseh, Shaleach HaShalach. That's how Tosfos got it. Oh, so then I started thinking about that. Would we say that that's called a tzoyer? Because the person is saying that I'm doing it for the tzoyer of being matar the mitzoyer. But then I was thinking that doesn't make any sense because that's gufa what we're like dealing with. If that day of later can't be doicha, then you have no claim. You know, so you've got, it's still what Tosfos is right. You see that the mitzvah of later is a valid claim to not do the mitzvah, which otherwise I would be getting an aveir every second.
Yeah, essentially,
can
it's only when I want the
basin
or the
trumpet.
No?
That, even if not, that's only for the lav.
Right.
So we have many afraid to say, The lav is taka for taking the both of them together.
Right.
But for the aseya shaleach tishalach, it is even regardless. Meaning, it's a shaleach tishalach asa'im, ve'ez habonim tikach lo. We say that's like a hesed. Send away the mother, and now you can take the baby.
Right.
But let's say the person says, I'm just going to take the mother, and I don't care about the baby. Even then, it's mefurish adin in Perek Shulah Haken, you're not allowed to do that. As you're not allowed to say, I'm taking the mother, I'm leaving the basin. Still an assay. Won't be over the lab.
So in order to get the basin, you have to send the mother away and then take the mother back when you catch her again. Whatever.
If you want to catch the mother later, that's fine. Right? Or what you have to do to take the basin is you have to send away the mother. Now you're allowed to take the basin. Once you took the basin, then if you want to go catching the mother again, yeah, then you put.
So is it an assay without not taking the basin?
If you don't take the basin,
it's still a mitzvah.
It's still a mitzvah of sending away the mother. Right.
But I understand. Some mishnahs argue with the Rav Rambam, saying that unless it says a particular day, there's a tzeirah only. Right.
Right. Well, I don't know. The Rav Rambam didn't get into this tzeirah.
The same Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah has to take away. No, when it says time, then your time is the two ends, the two bookends of the time. Whenever there's a time, you have to
wait. She pointed it. There wasn't going to be a chase. We have to right away.
A mitzvah without any time. He says, let's say there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. If tzedakah is too long, right? So since your story has no date, so they must do it right away unless you have a say. It goes the opposite of. Yeah.
Don't have a serious have to do it right away.
Right, that's what
he said. Is it a mitzvah to humans? I mean, if you see a bird on basin, do you have to throw it?
Oh, that's machlek of achrayim. I don't know the psak, lemaisa. There's machlek of achrayim. But the Gemara explains the case in Kulin was that the man had already done it wrong. He had already taken the mother. He didn't realize he wasn't allowed. And now, we tell the person, send away the mother, because that's the thing. If you took the mother who was on the eggs, now, it's Betheirish, you are Mechuyev to send that mother away.
So when you see a bird on eggs, you don't know this is
There is a Machlekes.
Yeah.
I don't know what we paskin about it. There is a Machlekes in our training. There's a Chavis Yoyer, I don't remember who says what. It sounds very strange. What?
Yeah.
It sounds mean. Like, why should you send the mother away just because you happen to bump into a nest You should send the. I always had that hargosha, but it's not like this.
Somebody came over with me a couple of months ago, and was so happy because I just did shlo hakeng. I just sent the mother away.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, he didn't want to. I just did a mitzvah. I didn't think
it is a mitzvah. But what? Besides if you're mechuyev to do the
mitzvah. No, is it a mitzvah at all?
Oh, you mean maybe it's no if you already did it, why didn't you do a mitzvah?
No. You don't want the egg. You don't want
the egg. He just sent away the mother. What's the mitzvah
involved? That, I think, I don't know if anyone already done that. You shalach, shalach azeh. You're saying that you're not, it's like a person who would go and say, oh, I'm so happy I just did a mitzvah. I shechted an animal. It is a mitzvah. You make a bracha on it. What are you going to do with it? Throw it in the garbage. There's nobody that's crazy. Like, no, that's what you're saying. Something like that. You did do a mitzvah, but it's...
I thought they were saying this like various
things. I hear.
If you need the kid so that you send away letters, you don't need the kid.
I hear. You're saying, why should you do it?
Make the kids in the segment.
I hear. I don't know. I hear. Okay, but I'll go put in this case the Gemara more than the favorite case laws that he had already taken them.
Sure. Okay. Not a logical mitzvah.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I'll see. Goyar, it's a whole thing to make the mother have pain, and her cry makes Hashem and Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, who's his children, just like she's dying for her children. Yeah, okay.
That's glorious.
And that's dangerous logic.
You can't make that up. It's Hashem can say that. He's the boss, not me.
Doesn't the Gemara hold
that
it's Mitzvah
Zorius? What?
Why doesn't the
Gemara
hold
that
it's
Mitzvah
Zorius?
What, to Jushua
Hakem?
Yeah.
I don't know. That it's, that the bird sees the mother, what's her name, and cries out. It's not a rahm.
But maybe he means that the mitzvah is in spite of the fact that it's not glorious. Is that what he's saying? Yeah. Are you saying even though it's not glorious, it's still
glorious?
And Rav Chaim Kanievsky Sefer, he goes through it, Lamaisa, I don't know which way he passes. He goes through all both. None of it's the Chia, but now he's... Fine. Is Al Kapar, but then...
You started off that I tell you 2 minutes. And now, according to the Chavish, you want to go to sleep, so now suddenly you have 2 minutes to do.
Anything you've got to do. What's the svara? It makes a lot of sense. You can't go, you're going to go crazy, right? Anytime you have a mitzvah, right? The person sees an egga. That's the first example he gives because that's his sugi. Right? He sees an egga. He's right in the middle of talking to a guy in a business meeting, right? Oh, I have to go. That's it, right? Goodbye. Right? I have to go to the coin. This second, right? Achleis, he's standing in the middle of whatever. He's driving down the road, right? See? You don't have to do that. You learn that from a pasuk. The Gemara Moed Katan brings down a pasuk that if you have a Tzoyach HaRishus, you don't have to do it right then. Okay, so Tzoyach HaRishus. You can wait till you're done doing whatever.
Gemara,
remember? It's a Moed Katan Zayin on the day. Exactly. V'tziva Kohen u'pinos Havayos. It says, right, that the Kohen says, before I'm going to come check the house, I'll take out all the Kedem. But the Gemara, why are you waiting? It's a mitzvah asay. Teretz says, Dvar Roshus, you lose money if everything becomes Tomei. And the other Gemara says, you see, you can wait for Dvar Roshus, because in each, this is a klal b'chol alter
chul. Including for Talmud Torah, right? Which is also painless man.
You, Mishpama, that's no worse than Dvar Roshus. You mean, if a person has to learn now, is that what you mean?
Or if he has Dvar Roshus, in other words,
any Torah, he doesn't have to do a mitzvah then, he can wait until this Dvar Roshus is over. After that, I thought, that could be that Tosis could work out with Chulei Alma. Meaning, Tosis is calling it an Aveira to hold on to the mother. So maybe everyone would agree. Why? Because the whole Machalikis between the Achrayim and Dvar Brandiri, Hezko, and all those are talking about a person who's pushing it off for another hour. The person said, I'll do it in an hour. Dvar Rav says, go over to the right. Can't wait. Other Rav say, you can wait. But what if the person says, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. He's holding the mother bird. I'm not going to send her away. Does the Avera clock start ticking now? Or do we say, well, we can't do anything to you? You
could be Nimla.
You could be Nimla. So on this, I don't have a friend. I don't know. Maybe everyone is masking that that's worse. This is something I don't know. Which is really what's happening here. Because this person is holding out to the mother bird, but you say to him, when are you sending her away? And he says, never. Because I'm going to shecht her for Shalom Bayit. So perhaps everyone would agree, except for the Tzuri Evan, which clearly says that there's no Aveira, even by that thing.
It's possible to say there's an Aveira every second that you don't do it, but then when you do send it away, then it removes the Aveira.
You have such an idea from the Ravid by when he's mal. The Ravid says something like, every second that the Gadol wasn't mal, he's over and Aveira. But then when he finally does it, somehow it fixes it up or something. I don't know how to explain that exactly. There is such a Musig. Yeah, but he is not going to fix it up. Okay, fine.
So now you're 20 years old, you use a verse, your Chayav
Karis.
So obviously it works.
Well, you could say he won't take it away. He's Chayav Karis, he's in trouble, he's going to get his car.
Even though he did it now, he's still
You could think that. The Rambam says that there is no Karis Bechlal until he dies. The Rambam says when he dies, he gets to see his Karis. Because the Rambam writes that Karis... The Rambam never writes that Karis means that a guy will die early. The Rambam says Karis means that Neshama will be cut up. The Rambam never brings down inside the Yad anything about the whole thing he got dying early. So for him, it's fine to say that. The Ravid, he says that as soon as he gets Bar Mitzvah and he's not mal, he's Chayav Karis right away. He uses a wash in there. The Isser Karis Kari, I don't know, you think. I don't know how to translate it.
Well,
the Kesef Mishnah, what he says the Ravid is that he'll get a shtickle karis. He won't get a full karis, he'll get a little bit of karis. How much karis will he get? So the Kesef Mishnah, he brings the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara says that Rav Yosef was 60, right? So Rav Yosef says, I'm making a suda because now I can't get karis anymore. So somebody called it back, you can still get karis. But there's another karis called karis de yoyme, which is that he gets sick and he dies very fast without any like time. It's karis de yoyme. Then he'll die within 3 days of when he gets sick. It's called karis de yoyme. So Mael Kesef Mishnah says that's what the Ravid holds the person gets for not being mal, and he waits after his bar mitzvah. He does get a full karis, but he gets a karis de yoyme.
That's
the Gemara says after a certain age it's good to die like that. The Gemara in says that he was over 80 and God looked at it, sounds fine. But before
I just take back the kiddush, I just made a big kiddush because
so you did like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef. I think it brings it down to the Chavos Yar. To make a suda is one of the suda's mitzvahs that they're at. Make a suda of shishin.
Okay,
I think so. Okay, fine. So, it's a big. I think my shver fasted on the day of his shishin. That's what he did. Okay, the anchor is we'll watch you have to be better. Yeah. Okay, fine. Now we have to do a little bit of Gemara. Okay, chutz mecher shayt of the cotton. So the Mishnah says, right, everybody is chayv in Re'iyah, except for cheir shayt of the cotton, beisam and beis. Zot the Gemara, kapani cheir shdum yad shayt of the cotton. It puts cheir in the same category together with shayt of the cotton. Ma shayt of the cotton the last many days. Just like a sheikh of a cotton is not a bardeir, a cheirish the lav bardeir. So also a cheirish is some without deir. Even though literally the word cheirish means death. And death alone could have deir. So, the Gemara, the Kamash Malan, Kedisna, Cherish, and Dibur Chachamim, Bechal Mokoyim, She'enu Shamea, Ve'enu Medaber. When we say Cherish, in Shas, it means he cannot hear and he cannot speak. So, just say over the Rambam, the Turi Evan brings this Rambam, it's in Cherish Mishan. So, if really Cherish means deaf and dumb, why are we calling him the Cherish? So, the Rambam posh of thing, it says, because which causes which? His deafness causes him to be dumb, not vice versa. If a person is born mute, he will be able to hear. But if a person is born deaf, then he cannot speak. In those days, nobody could speak until whatever, Helen Keller or whatever it was. It was the first one, right? So before that, if you couldn't hear, you couldn't speak. So that was how it was. But the Rambam Medayik, he says, it's not always muchach, because the Gemara is clear, I think, in Gittin, that if somebody lost in the middle of his life, that he became a Elaim and a Cherish, he also becomes an Enom Bar Day. Doesn't have to be from birth. Even if it happens later on in life. And then they aren't connected anymore. But since the usual is that they're connected, so it goes by the usual. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's say he has one, you know, he could do one. He could be medaber ve'enu shamea, or the other way, shamea ve'enu medaber chayv. He is chayv in mitzvahs. Tanina lahadatan rabbanon, hamedaber ve'enu shamea zehu cheresh. Literally, now talking literally, if somebody's a medaber and he's not a shamea, he would be a cheresh. And a shomei avinu medaber zehu ilim, we'd call him an ilim. Zeh, both of these people, harein kefikchim l'chol divrein, they're totally considered a bar dea for all inyon. Now the Gemara says, umimai, di medaber avinu shomei zehu cheresh, and shomei avinu medaber zehu ilim. Which pasuk tells us that these are the right translations, that cheresh means for deafness and ilim is for speaking. Tichsiv, v'ani kecheresh loy ashmo, Uchilim lo yistach piv. Excuse me? So that's where you see it. It's interesting, right? Because usually we don't ask on every word, how do you know this word means this? And then you find the pasuk that says the word. Right? Seems like for some reason over here, we're looking for, how do you know what cheresh means? I don't know. How do you know any word? Start going from where? I know bereshis means bereshis and bara means bara. So a cheresh, maybe it's because it's so commonly used for both that you want to know where does it say that cheresh is really the here. But the elaim, what's the big shy of the elaim? I don't know. Elaim is always means mute, so why are you worrying about it? I don't know. So the Gemara brings a pasuk. The Vaitem, another reason, kidami inche ishtakel milule. Elaim is a rosh tevis for ishtakel milule, his speech was taken away. Okay. So on this, the Turi Evan just has a little ha'ara. He says, the Indian of Cheir Shait of a Kotan is so many times in Shas. Why all of a sudden do we have a Sugi in Chagiga all about Cheir Shait of a Kotan? You can have it in anywhere. I'm sure in the Sechta Brachos we already have somewhere Cheir Shait of a Kotan, right? Probably by Turin Mikriyashma. You have it in every second Mesechta. You have in Rosh Hashanah, you have it. So why over here is the Gemara going into it more than anywhere else? So he says it's because of the next sugya. You'll see, because in the next sugya, there's a special din that's about a person who's medaber in a shamei or shamei in a medaber. So maybe because of that, the Gemara brought in. You'll see soon. The Rashi, Kedishah Reish Masechet Trumas, Cheir Shadibur Boi Chachamim B'chol Mokum Shehish Boi Se L'Shoyte L'Poytcher L'Dibur El B'Mishen or Shamei Avein a Medaber. Hachi King Lul Rabban B'Mishen or Shamei Avein a Medaber D'La B'nei Deyanim. Medaber ve'inu shamea, chiloso hoya pikech ad shalomad ledaber v'achar kach nischarish. Then he's a bar dead. From there already, from that Rashi, you see what we just said. Rashi says the man started off hearing and talking. And then later on in life he lost his speech. He's a pikech. What do you see? But what if he lost both? Obviously he becomes a cheresh. Yeah. From here also you see a yesoid. A lot of times people ask me, what's the pshat? If a person loses his hearing and his speech, he's abnormal? I mean, he's a shugya? What? So you see that what we mean when we say deya in Chazal doesn't mean, I don't know how to translate into English.
Communication.
Right, it means that he has a certain, like, mature tfisa on what he's doing. That it's not, like, shaky what he's doing. And a person who's out of it, even if it's, like, from side reasons, but if he's too out of it, his solidness is affected. You know, like, he can make a wrong decision, like, it's fluky, you know, doesn't hold water because he doesn't know what's going on. That's already, that's like the same thing, why is a cotton called, he doesn't have dayan, right? Why? He's very smart. I mean, he's 11 years old. He's very smart. What does it mean he doesn't have dayan? So I think it's the same thing. It doesn't mean like how well he can figure out a math problem or something. It means how solid or mature is his decision. Right? And until he's a certain bagrus, think something, but it's helpless, you know, doesn't hold any water. It comes with a certain, so that's the same thing, even if he's smart and everything, but he's out of it.
What's the connection to this?
Because, in other words, I understand that when a person is totally solid, then we can mun you for not doing it, or we can give him malchus. We can really punish him for somebody else. You can't punish him. You can't, like, hold him responsible. You know what he's doing.
So why is it Dr. Rishon HaMeir then a Pitach? If I'm right, so you can't. He can talk, but you can't get any feedback.
I guess as long as you have some, I mean, I'm sure if a guy can speak, it's much more helpful for him to be in things than if he can't be there.
A person could sign back to him or
so language. You're assuming you're some other, there's a sign language, so even
so
if
you're then you're both, then you're right, really, even both. I don't know, somehow, one without
sign language. I mean, any kind of sign, I'm not talking about sign language, right? Any kind of sign.
At least, if he can't, in the chlal, so what he wants, and also, he can, if at least he says clear it, I don't get what you're saying. Explain it to me better, right? That if you can be very precise in your words, so then the other person will keep on draying until you understand what he wants, right? You say, you mean this? He goes, no, right? No. Yeah. All right. But if you can't talk, and it's too many steps away, then you can't get it. You'll never get it far.
No, but it doesn't change, you know, today.
There are Svarim, I don't know the Heintikas Svarim. There are Heintikas Svarim that talk about so all these things does change. And I don't know what Lamaik will say.
You give him a hearing aid or a diminished hearing aid, not the same as
Zipper. That's Mefurish in the Chuvis, in the old Chuvis. That's already in the old Chuvis. Misha Kavdai Aznai Ma'oig Lishmaya, but you can hear with you screaming, is still 100% Pekeh. So I'm sure that if you can hear the hearing aid, it's just as good. The child, if he cannot hear at all, but now there's all these other things.
You can speak with your hands.
Right. So this is already in the pay. You could read all this part now. I have full about it. I just never was my eye. So Zok Tanina, the Mafnik and Lodz Tanner, I want to be bright of Lomata Shah Bright, so this Iker of Sin Kanaleho. Since our mission is backing up the Brisa, we know it's the Ikra Dika Brisa. Zev is a Kepikhin, Hainu Kebasnitin, Deloy Potter, Elecher, Shadem, Elecher. The Iboy Sema, Ilem Kebashmoy, Netrikun, Ishtakal Milule, Ilem stands for a Netrikun of Ishtakal Milule, Nital Dibur. Fine. Zot the Gemara Vite. Medabra Vena Shemea.
What do you like the Mufurus of Pasa?
Why do you need.
Ilem
is
a sin.
Yeah, why do you need everybody saying that? You're right. Unless, and Ms. Thumma, you can't even say, I was thinking we're explaining the word, where the word itself came from, that's probably wrong, because he's talking about really is a Targum, and Elaine is Lashon HaKodesh. Sometimes you have some things like that, once in a while, that there's a word. Yeah, or Yokar, the Gemara always says. Yokar is a Lashon of Aramis. I hear it, that's a Taka of Tain, I don't know what's the shot. I don't know. Medaber Veinu Shemea Veinu Medaber Chayiv. We just finished saying that if these two type of people are Pikhin Derchan. Frank the Gemara, Val Tadgo, didn't we learn in a brisa otherwise? Medaber ve'inu shomea, shomea ve'inu medaber potter. Stira. Omar Ravi, v'itema rov, chisui mechasra v'ochi katan. The Mishneh in Chagiga is chisui mechasra, and the Mishneh should say as it. Hakoil chayavim biriya uvesimcha. Oh. Everything, everyone is chayav in Riyah, and in Simcha, we just put in the word Simcha. Okay, so now, before we do any more words of this brisa, let's review, we know the Yesoy. There are three mitzvahs, Shloisha, mitzvahs, Nitzavu, Yisrael, Ba'alos, and Lorek. Ha-Re'iyah, Ve'achagiga, Ve'asimcha. Re'iyah has two parts. It has coming into the Azor, Maraponim, and bringing the Oilas Re'iyah. Chagiga is to bring a korban chagiga. Yeah, every single person over bar mitzvah needs to bring both of these. Every single person over bar mitzvah who's a man has to bring a oilas riyah, every shal shagolim, and a chagiga. Later we'll see that the Tefta says you can make shutzpahs. You don't have to bring your own, you can be shutzpahs, but you need to be at least a shutzpah. And simcha, poshev shah, is a mitzvah that every single day of the Yom Tov you need to eat besar korban. Every single day of the Yom Tov. Then there's a big child of Nachrayim, every meal, once a day, twice a day, how many times, well, whatever. You have to.
We're not talking about Chol HaMoed, we're just talking about.
Including Chol HaMoed, yes. Simcha is every single day.
You have to mean a lot of
Chol HaMoed. 100% true. Right? It says later, Yisrael, Yotin Yedei Chayvasan, Bechatois Ba, not that's Kehan, Bishlamin, Bemaisa Behema, any carbon that you have, and you eat it during that day of Yom Tov, you're Yotzei Simcha for that. So these are the three mitzvahs of the Rebbe. So in our text of the Mishnah, it just talks about Hakol Chayavim Biriyah. But the Gemara now puts in a Chitzui Mechzero, and it says Hakol Chayavim Bir Uvesimcha. It doesn't say anything about Chagigah. But these two we are putting in. Riyah and Simcha. Chutz, Mecheir Shamadabra Ve'enu Shomea. Shomea ve'enu medaber. If you are a chasi, right, a cheir medaber, which is not shomea, shomea ve'enu medaber. She poter mina re'iyah. He is poter from re'iyah because on daf gimel we will have a special limit for that. Ve'afal pi she poter mina re'iyah chayiv b'simcha. And even though he's poter mina re'iyah, he's chayiv b'simcha because simcha is like all the other tariag mitzvahs that he's a pesach l'chol devar. Ve'ed she'enu lo shomea ve'lo medaber. But what if he's not Shomea and not Medaber? V'shoyta v'kata. Then he's already Pater af min simcha. Then they're all Pater from all the mitzvahs. So l'ptur mikol mitzvahs hamuris batay. So this is the new way I read the Mishnah. That there are two types of cheirish. If it's a half cheirish, he's Pater from Riyah. If he's a whole cheirish, he's Pater from Riyah and from Simcha. So now the Tzvi Yevon says, once you see this Gemara, you already understand the reason why this sugya about the shcheirish was placed over here in Chagigadav Beis and not in any other place, because over here we need to know that this shcheirish, which is with the shaykh of the cotton, is that type shcheirish, the one that's putter from all the mitzvahs, as opposed to the other shcheirish, which is putter only from the reed. Okay. So this is what the Gemara says. So now already there's a major machlekes. The Turi Evan brings down a major machlekes, Rambam and Tosfos, because we only have two mitzvahs b'seirish. The when he's a chasi, he is potter from Riyah, and he is chayiv in Simcha. What's with chagig? What is with chagig? So Tosfos says that he is chayiv in chagig. You see over here, this place is Shomea Ve'inu Medaber, this bottom place is Shomea Ve'inu Medaber, Potter Min Riyah V'chayah B'Simcha. V'ho, the Loi Katoni Noshim, the V'chayah B'Simcha Basar Hachi, Loi Chosh Lohachi, L'mis Nisursa, V'chayetze V'zeh Matzina B'chama M'kaymais. Okay, that's not really what we need. We need for starting from here. V'hidi L'kamon. Later on, we have Andav Vav. Andav Vav is where it talks about the three mitzvahs. Then the Brisa continues to say that every mitzvah has something unique about that mitzvah. Riyah has something special that it's kulay kolam, It's an oil, kulei kol. And it says, simcha is something special. The kama yesh b'simcha she'ein b'shtein. Simcha is something miyuchad over the other mitzvahs. She noyheges be'anoshim u'benoshim. Even an isha is chayiv to have simcha b'yomtif. Even the isha is chayiv to eat from a carbon every day of yomtif. Now she'ein kein b'shtein. But she does not have riya and she does not have chagig. Why doesn't it say that a cheirish medaber ve'eino shemeya is chayiv in simcha and pater from the other? And for Tosis, the hasam b'chagiga nami mechayiv, because it's not true. A medaber ve'eino shemeya is chayiv in chagiga, and a isha is the only one that she's chayiv in simcha alone. That is what Tosis. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says, "Beferish in Chagiga, Perik Beis Halacha Dalit, Kol Hachayiv. Kol HaPotter MiRia, Potter MiChagig. They go together. The Ria goes together with the Chagig. Okay. So on this, the Turi Eben has a whole big arichas to explain his svara in what he holds and what he thinks places hold. See here, it's a little bit further around.
The question is, Chagiga Nigrar after the Inyan of carbon, or is it Nigrar after the Inyan of Achila? What's the Inyan, what's the Ikrit?
Well, alright, he goes with Limudin, so that's his mouth. Let's see where that piece is here. On page Lamed Gimel, but he ties it in with a lot of things that we didn't learn. But over here, you can still see.
Is there a lot like this by Erev Pesach Chagiga?
Erev Pesach, yes. That's another Chagiga. Meaning, there's two Chagigas, which are both called Chagiga.
Yeah.
There's the Chagiga that you bring on the Gimel Regolim. You bring one per this. Pesach, besides for that, there's a Chagiga of Yadal, which is not the Chagig of Yom Tov, it's Erev Pesach, which is just brought today that the Pesach should be met halal
aseh. But it's not a mitzvah aseh.
So there's a machloikas in the Gemara. If it's the aseh, the oraisa, there's three sheets. The seirish in the Gemara you have, that's an aseh, the oraisa, you are mechuyis to bring a carbon chagiga, that's the thing Ben Azai holds. And the other madomar, Poshet Pshat, holds that there's no such barrier as chagiga, the whole thing is a drabbanah. And the Rambam is mechadish that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It is a chagiga, but you're not mechuyev in it. But if you do it, it's a chagiga derived. So that's how the Rambam learns. Okay, so here he starts off over here. You can look on Lamed Gimel if you want. In the second paragraph, in the little letter, Mikan Koshali. Mikan Koshali al hod the pirshu atosis leel gabe shemeya ve'eno medaber oy medaber ve'eno shemeya shapotu binariya dechayim bechagiga. Right? The Rambam that atosis says v'loy noka elachayim b'simcha shenoshim chayovis v'cheishek v'kotem t'turim. The only thing that the brisa is mechayim when it says chayim b'simcha, why didn't it say chayim bechagiga v'simcha? It should have said both. The reason is because it wants to get into Noshim, because soon we'll see, and Noshim are that way, that they're chayiv in Simcha. So therefore it mentions Simcha, but really, it's both. Really, the Medaber Ve'en Shemeya is both. It's Simcha and Chagig. V'tikshe and k'shver nehod almoron. From this that we said, that's what he's going on daf gimel. That we see on daf gimel the hod yafidu me'adoni. That you learn Ariya from Chagiga and Chagiga from Ariya, as he proves from the whole drushes that we have on daf gimel. So once you learn from each other, so what Taisus is talking about? That's kasha on Taisus. Then he goes through a whole bunch of tichias. Don't say this answer. Don't say that answer. This whole page, he's slugging up all the different terutzim. Until finally he comes on Lamed Dalet and he says, so what's the final, what is the pshat for Taisus? The afal gav the alfina riyah v'chagiga mehadodi v'binyan at. It's a mamatzinu that we learn out riyah from chagiga. Litin es ha'omer shal zeh b'zeh. And we learn out whatever it says by riyah to chagiga and vice versa, because it's a limud called binyan at. We can only do this if it says a certain thing b'feirsh by Re'iya or by Chagiga, and you want to learn it out to the other. It does not say the pitur by Re'iya itself. How do we know that a person is a half, a medaber bin a shameya or the other, is pater? It doesn't say it by Ria. It says it by hakel. Because by hakel it says be'oznehen, tikras atoya azois be'oznehen. And it also says over there, yelameidun, that they should teach. So we see hearing and we see talking. And we make it zera shava, because it says Ria by hakel, and it says Ria by Riyah, so we learn it out to Riyah. Oh, so we have a klal, havalei dovar, alam gzeir shav. We learn it out with a gzeir shav, Riyah mehak. Vein chayzer malamid Riyah al chagiga b'mamatzinu. And now you can't go a double jump. You can't go gzeir shav and then mamatzinu. Shu binyanav, right? That kind alone. We have a rule. Ein lamedim lamed mi lamed b'kachin. We are not allowed to learn one limut from another by kachin. Kedamar b'perkal tishvuis. Like it says in paragraph of Shavuos, Niu the parakei dizvachim yiboyelani davar alam gzeir shavu chayzim lam bininav v'alta b'teiku. But however, in dizvachim the Gemara says it's not so clear if it's a teiku, but perhaps a gzeir shavu can go again with the bininav. Im tinsiloy merchayzim alamid yefshar lekan shikas taisus. And if you go that way, that you can go from a gzeir shavu to a bininav, then you can't be mekayim taisus. So at the end, he says that the best he can do is that he can get a pshat for Taisus, which is a teiku. But better than that, he can't do. And therefore, at the end, he says, I hold the mechuber is not like that. I hold that the clear way is something like the Rambam, that you should learn out from one to the other. Oh, so now the shal, so what can we do over here for Taisus? So what seems is like this. We can't do the whole thing tonight because it's a... I'll try just to get the ikar point tonight. The ikar point is that Taisvis in Psachim says, where is this makor, this thing over here that you learn out Riyat HaChagim? It doesn't show up in the Bavli anywhere, the Sefesh. You can just like figure it out because you keep on seeing that somehow or other it says something by Riyah, then a dot later it shows up by Chagiga. So you have that they're somehow connected, but it's not Mefurish. But Taisus and Psachim, on that pay, says that it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi in Chagiga. And Taisus says that it's Iskush, there's a Hekish from Riyah to Chagiga. So if you look at the Yerushalmi inside, which Taisus quotes there, it doesn't say Mefurish Hekish. And what it does say is, Uvaso Shama Vahavisam Shama. This is the pasuk in Lashon Rosh, in Re'e. Ki im el amokom asher, what's the word? No, Andrew, those shichnas tishu vashasham. Va'avesem shama, v'shechem tishchegen. So, that pasuk, Yerushalmi quotes, kol sheyeshnoi b'viya, yeshnoi b'hava. Kol she'enoi b'viya, enoi b'hava. And the Yerushalmi holds, and Taisus himself explains this, that what does it mean? If you're bezia, meaning if you are in coming in the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechurcha and coming to the Azara, then you're in Hava. What is Hava? Hava is Havas Ha'ayla and Havas Ha'chagi. Both things are Hava. If you're in the Bia, you're in the Hava. If you're not in the Bia, you're not in the Hava of neither the Ria nor the Chagi. Okay? This is what Yerushalmi seems to say. Haishvis holds, what does it mean when you say you're not in the Bia? So let's say, what would a person say in Pashut? Means if he's cutter from Ria. If he doesn't have the Chi, Haishvis has a different choice. We divide the Peturei Re'iya into two categories. One group is all those people that have trouble coming. Physical trouble or halachic trouble. Meaning, a chiger, a choyle, eno yachalalas viraglo, or halachic trouble, he's a tummy. Can't get in it. These people are eno bibi. The other category are people that have Piturin from the mitzvah for other reasons. A medaber bein a shamea. A shamea bein a medaber has no trouble walking. He doesn't have walking trouble. He cannot do the mitzvah for whatever Hashem's reason is. Some zirka, whatever it is. You don't come. He is not an eno bevia. He's not out of ubas hashama. He just has a piturin. So Taisus holds that this whole pasuk would apply to those people, the Chigar and all those, but to the Daber Meshameh Shemeh and Daber, he is Yeshnoi Bevir. He is not called the Eino Bevir. That is why, that's my shot in Taisvis. That's why Taisvis holds that the Shemeh Reino Medaber, Medaber Reino Shemeh, is Chayim to being a Karmel Chagigan. He is Chayim to being a Karmel Chagigan. Because the whole thing of the Riviyah and the Chagig going together is the Eino Beviyah. So the Turiyah, he bases himself, he says, on the whole Daf Gimel, we see they go together. What is the whole Daf Gimel going to be about? It's going to be about a Chigger. And you see that the Gemara like bounces back. Whatever you, if you find out a din by a Chigger for Riviyah, it automatically shows up by Chagig. About it? Because he's an Eino Beviyah. That's somebody who can't go. He has a problem with his being. So therefore, Eino bevaso shama, eino bahavesam shama, and I could say also like the idea behind it. The idea of it is like this: the Torah is saying, look, in order to be a Ria or a Chagig, you got to be there, right? You can't get there. It's hard for you to get there. So if you're eino bevaso shama, if we told you that you don't have to come, so then we're not going to tell you you have to bring the karma. So that goes on either karma. You don't have to bring the Elsvia. You don't have to bring the Chagig either, because it's the same hard thing to do either of them. So the Torah already exempted him from all the karbanos. But if he's in the Daver Veino Shemeah, he has no trouble getting there. So again, the Torah had its special reasons. It didn't mechayev him in the oil. But he has a chagig. They're not connected to etzem. It's not, Tosfos does not learn that Re'iya and Chagiga are connected to etzem. They're two separate mitzvahs, and they don't go together.
The same thing would be true by Noshim,
right? So Noshim really are, right, they can walk, they have no problem. They have their own separate tour, just happens to be. They have one tour by Ria because it says Zechurcha, and the Chagiga is Mangram. So they just end up that they, but really they're not connected there.
And if you don't have land?
If you don't have land, so if you don't have land, there, the Torah makes the pasuk on the aliyah. That's I was going to talk about that. It's already. I better stop here. But the Reim write that if you don't have land, you are potter from the aliyah, because the pasuk is v'lo yachmod ishes artecha ba'aloyscha. But if you ended up in Yerushalayim stamazoy, then you already do have to do the re'iyah. It's not a p'tur in the re'iyah. It's a p'tur in the goyim. So that may also. So then that might be an aim of the bia, because the Torah is saying for some reason I don't want you doing the bia. So he may be puter from a chagig. He may be puter, but somebody who's puter from the mitzvah current places is still chayav in chagig.
But there are other cases of koshi yeshna, which might not be necessary because of physical problems. problem. I mean, like, you can see the link, the confusional.
Oh.
So but there, it's not a physical limitation.
You're right.
And there's people there who are able to actually physically put on tefillin,
but in other
words, they're not
mechuyah, that's
so
true.
They can't write. So the
yeah. You see that they don't all work the same way.
Right.
Right.
So you can't even
you can't always know. Right. You have to know like what the point here. Like the point is that the
Kosh Yeshna is not going to be necessarily the same.
Right.
Then they,